Inflation's surprised to the downside in July, falling below the midpoint of the SARB's target range of between 3 to 6%. Now, this is despite the implementation of Eskom's NERSA-approved average price increase of 15.63% for municipalities. Elise Kruger, senior economist at NKC African Economics, joins us to discuss the print in greater detail and what it potentially means as far as the MPC's next move is concerned. Thanks so much, Elise, for joining us in studio this evening. So, as I say, we've had inflation ease more than expected to 4% in July. Let's take stock of the push-pull forces at play here, because electricity prices, for one, should have extended quite a bit of upward pressure, right?
Yes, indeed. So electricity came in at only 10.3%. year on year, compared to our expectations around about 13%. You alluded to what NERSA has indicated as a guideline for municipalities, and that was, you know, between 13 and 15% actually. But we've seen quite a discrepancy between the different provinces as to what tariff increases were implemented, from as low as a 9.2% up to about 13.5%. So, you know, in combination, we got that weighted average that was quite a bit lower, mm-hmm. plus the added factor that City of Tshwane's annual increase was not incorporated in today's numbers. Given the dispute with NERSA and, you know, a delay in the implementation, Tshwane will only come in, seems like, in September. So given the weight of the City of Tshwane within Gauteng, and Gauteng's got about a 45% weight in the total country in terms of the provinces, you know, that's quite a chunk that did not reflect today. So that was definitely another factor that resulted in the under-reporting on the electricity tariff increase.
So when that does come into play, just how hard are you anticipating that to hit?
So that will be a small impact in September. So you're looking at 13.07 that was awarded or approved by NERSA for City of Tshwane, multiply by a weight of around about 12 to 15%. So that's quite small. It will be typically a 2% month-on-month increase compared to today's 10.3%. Yeah. So, and you know, looking at the numbers I've done that today, it will not significantly impact. You know, actually, the fact that we've got a lower base today, given the better-than-expected outcome, has got a far more pronounced impact on the forecast curve than what the September number will be, even with that blip coming through on 20.
So we talked through the price increases that have come through that have hit, less hard than anticipated. What are some of the downward pressures exerted on CPI?
Yes, indeed. Fuel prices this month. So we had a 95 cent per litre drop in the petrol price and 75 cents per litre in the diesel price. So that in itself, you know, sliced off about a 0.2 of a percentage point from the monthly growth rate number. So that's been an offsetting factor, which helped us. And then also food prices came out flat on a monthly basis. And still on an annual basis, food price inflation is running at 3%. So that is still, you know, very moderate. And in combination with, I think, the rest of the basket also showing no movement in terms of contribution to inflation on a monthly basis this month, gave us this very moderate outcome.
Let's hone in on the decline in domestic fuel prices because this comes where we're looking at a very volatile market with the rand and oil prices key to this entire metric down the line. How much risk do you price in moving forward? Because in August, we've seen the petrol price increase. Yes, modest, but it's expected to increase a similar amount in September yet again.
Yes, sort of small increases expected if you look at the current, you know, under recovery on fuel prices. So for petrol, I think we'll see about a 10 cent per litre increase in September on top of, I think it was a 10 cent in August as well. But on diesel, slightly bigger. I think we might see about 30 or 35 cent. So yes, there's some upward pressure, obviously due to the rand exchange rate depreciation. Mm-hmm. But we're lucky that on the other side of the coin, international oil prices have also moderated. So the impact is sort of moderate in terms of fuel prices in the next month or two.
Yeah, having said all of that, Elise, coinflation sitting below the midpoint of the target for the past 15 months. I mean, it's averaged 4.3% over the past year. Do you see that being sustained given the demand scenario that we're sitting in right now?
Yes, indeed. So I think, you know, actually today the headline inflation number was lower than core, which is something we don't often see in South Africa. But the fact that core inflation has been stable and low for quite a prolonged period, and I really indicate that there's very little underlying pressure on prices in the South African economy. And that's really a low demand story. So we're not seeing enough demand for retailers to have the ability to pass through cost increases onto the consumer. And I think, you know, looking forward into this economy with fairly moderate, well, very dismal economic growth prospects, I think that scenario will prevail. We'll see very limited pricing power on the retail side, and that will keep the core basket, you know, fairly stable and low.
How much breathing room do you see this affording the South African Reserve Bank?
Well, I think if the Reserve Bank look at these numbers, I mean, an average headline CPI for 2019 at 4.2% will be the lowest since 2006. So, I mean, that's really a scenario. And even looking forward, and as we know, they like to look forward 12 to 18 months, next year's inflation rate will likely average about 5%. So that is still comfortably, you know, within the 3 to 6% target band. So I think there is indeed room for the Reserve Bank to cut rates further. However, you know, like the governor always say, some other factors, and you know, currently specifically the rand exchange rate and the extent of the weakness that we've seen over the past while, I think will be a hampering factor. So the Reserve Bank, you know, look at the rand as a potential upside risk to inflation. And, you know, looking at the previous MPC meeting in July, the rand was about 14 rand to the dollar. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at 15, 20, 15, 30 in that range. So it's quite a bit, you know, weaker than at the time of the previous meeting. We've got our risk factors around the potential for credit rating action that could, you know, stoke some more rand weakness. And, you know, all of that is sort of close. And, you know, so thinking about September, the next MPC meeting is close to the October medium-term budget policy statement, where we will see more sort of detail on the fiscal side. And then looking at November's meeting, you know, it will just be after the Moody's indication. So I think, you know, we're sort of on a tight spot for the Reserve Bank. They might decide to just sit on their hands and, you know, see things sort of develop and then take a view.
Is that
from
what
there.
You're forecasting as we close this year out, that the dot plot sits pretty stable?
Yes. So I think currently unchanged interest rates, but with an outside chance for a potential cut if the rand exchange rate appreciates from current levels. I think with the current level of the rand, I doubt that the Reserve Bank will cut rates.
Let's leave it there. Elise, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that Elise Kruger, Senior Economist at NKC African Economics.